ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर नाइन एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद पेसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विद प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट 34। तत्संभव कविरतो न्यदपश्यमानः त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्त्य नाविन्ददब्दशतमप्सु निमज्जमानो जातेऽङ्कुरे कथमुहोपलभेत बीजम्। तत्संभवः ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। फ्रॉम दैट ग्रेट लोटस फ्लावर ब्रह्मा वॉज जेनरेटेड बट ब्रह्मा सर्टनली कुड सी नथिंग बट द लोटस। देयरफॉर थिंकिंग यू टू बी आउटसाइड लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा डोव इनटू द वॉटर एंड अटेम्प्टेड टू फाइंड द सोर्स ऑफ द लोटस। For 100 years, he could find no trace of you, however, for when a seed fructifies, the original seed cannot be seen. Purport. This is the description of the cosmic manifestation. The development of the cosmic manifestation is like the fructification of a seed. When cotton is transformed into thread, the cotton is no longer visible. And when the thread is woven into cloth, the thread is no longer visible. Similarly, it is perfectly correct that when the seed that has generated from the navel of Garbhodakshay Vishnu became manifested as the cosmic creation, one could no longer understand where the cause of the cosmic manifestation is. Modern scientists have tried to explain the origin of creation by a chunk theory, but no one can explain how such a chunk might have burst. The Vedic literature, however, explains clearly that the total material energy was agitated by the three modes of material nature because of the glands of the Supreme Lord. In other words, in terms of the chunk theory, the bursting of the chunk was caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one must accept the Supreme Cause, Lord Vishnu, as the cause of all causes. These prayers of Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam, or for that matter, any of these prayers of the Srimad Bhagavatam helps us to see the world in its proper perspective. Generally, we try to see things from our own eyes, which is covered with material consciousness. It has a cataract of ignorance, and therefore when we try to see, pashyan api na pashyati, we see but we don't see. Whereas when we see through the eyes of those who see through the eyes of the Shastra, which sees through the eyes of the Lord, then we see things in its proper perspective. Therefore, first thing is developing Shastra Chakshu. We are trained to learn the scriptures because we may learn to see through the eye of scriptures. One is Charma Chakshu. Charma Chakshu means these eyes that we have, basically a muscular ball very covered by a nice lens, amazing lens, and filled inside with some fluid. Aqueous humor, vitreous humor, if I remember my biology of 8th standard, wherein the light is reflected and an impression is made. And then gradually meaning is attached to those things. But the way an ant sees this world, the way we see this world, the way a bird sees the world, the way demigods see this world, and the way pure devotees see this world, and the way the Lord sees this world, are absolutely different. That is called condition. We are put in a situation where we cannot see beyond a particular range. If the eyebrow, if the eyelash, or if the eyelid closes, can't see the eyelid. We see the plane and suddenly it disappears into thin air. Not that it has disappeared, from our range. Therefore, the first and foremost thing, Jiva Goswami explains, is establishing that we have to accept that we don't see things properly. And we can't depend on our vision. Whether it is constricted or extended through the microscope, if you see things through the microscope, you see differently. You see, if I see something, someone through the microscope, I'm seeing someone right in front of me. If I fix a microscope and see, I may see some cells moving around. It's a totally different perspective. So therefore, the first thing is to realize that we can't see. And therefore we take the help of scriptures. So from Charma Chakshu, we shift to Shastra Chakshu to gradually learn to see things in their proper perspective. And what does it mean to see things in their proper perspective? That's exactly Prahlad Maharaj is explaining. That, my Lord, everything is coming from you, everything is connected to you, everything rests in you, everything is eternally related to you, everything is nothing but you, and simultaneously belongs to you, and therefore must be used in your service. So, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. All this description is just in one sentence Krishna explains in the Gita. Gita is a crash course on Veda. Every word is heavily loaded with, if elaborated, it will run into chapters and chapters and cantos. It's like Vedanta Sutra practically. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Everything is emanating from me. I am the source of everything and everything emanates from me. Iti matva. Knowing this, one who worships me, in this understanding, buddha, he is the most intelligent person. This is real intelligence. Nothing else is real intelligence. Even Brahma, the original created being, was bewildered. He didn't have good intelligence to understand things when he saw. He had not one, four heads. And his body is made of intelligence, basically. And he couldn't understand this creation. He had to undergo 100 years of demigods, years of austerity. Basically, austerity means purification. And then, by purifying of what? Purifying of any other conception of trying to see this world, trying to measure this world, trying to understand this world. And by that, he actually understood. When the Lord himself revealed. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj is repeating the words that he has heard from Narada Muni. And where did Narada Muni hear this from? Narada Muni heard this from the Bhaktivedantas in his previous life. He explains to Narada Muni right at the outset of Srimad Bhagavatam in the fifth canto, in the fifth chapter, that in my previous millennium, I was son of a maid servant, and I had the good fortune of meeting the Bhaktivedantas and to live in an atmosphere surcharged with devotion. The whole purpose of Bhagavatam is described in the chapter 4, 5, 6. The whole pastime of Narada Muni instructing Srila Vyasadeva on writing Srimad Bhagavatam is documented by Vyasadeva himself to emphasize basically two points. Prabhupada writes in the purport. One is association of Bhakti Vedantas. The essence of all Vedanta is Bhakti. And those who have understood that, they are the Bhakti Vedantas. So, association of Bhakti Vedantas, the power of association. Because Bhagavatam is written for Kali Yuga people. At the outset of, he sees the futility of this Kali Yuga. And is thinking, how I can protect these people of Kali Yuga, the creatures of Kali Yuga. Manda Subandha Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadrita. And at that time, Narada appears and says, you need just to give one book. Just give them one book. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. By which anyone can achieve the perfection of life in the very same lifetime. An example is me, he says. I was the son of a maid servant, Shudrani. Kalau Shudra Sambhava, all of us are Shudras. And therefore, from the son of a Shudrani, how he became an eternal, intimate associate of the Lord is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore he says, write only that now. Through all that other things, enough. If you're really compassionate, if you really want to give them the ultimate perfection and complete satisfaction of the soul, only give this. And Narada says how he achieved this. He served the Bhaktivedantas in an atmosphere surcharged with devotion. So two things. One is association and an atmosphere surcharged with devotion. He served them, and what was the result? As they were leaving, Jnanam Vijnanam Yattad Sakshad Bhagavatotitam Anbavochan Gamishyantaha Kripaya Dina Vatsala. The Bhaktivedantas were very compassionate on me. Because they saw some sincerity in me, I was very sober, I was very grave, I was not frivolous. And I tried to serve them. Seeing some element of sincerity in me, Jnanam Vijnanam Yattad Sakshad Bhagavatoditam. They gave me the same knowledge that was given by the Lord personally. Sakshat Bhagavat Uditam. Even Brahmaji was confused only when the Lord personally spoke to Brahmaji. Then could he understand what is what. So, Jnanam Vijnanam Yattad Sakshat Bhagavatoditam. So, Bhakti Vedantas are those who repeat the words as it is repeated by the Lord to the original created, first created being, and who in turn just transfers it. There is no other way of understanding this world and its purpose other than hearing it from the Lord in an unbroken chain where it is transferred purely as it is. Otherwise you can never understand. Never understand who you are. Never understand what the source of everything is. Never understand how you can, what's your relationship with this world. And we will never understand what is the ultimate goal. We have to be confused. So, Sakshat Bhagavatoditam. Anvavochan, they said, Gamishyantaha, just before leaving, out of great compassion, Kripaya Dinavatsala, because they are very merciful, they gave me this knowledge. And what was the, what was this knowledge? Srila Prabhupada explains, the same knowledge was given by the Lord to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, personally. The same knowledge was given to Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita. And the same knowledge was given to Lord Brahma in the beginning of creation. Jiva Goswami writes this, Prabhupada writes in the purport. So, he heard this. And what was this knowledge? The most confidential knowledge. That knowledge is the influence of Lord's energy. That's all. The influence of Lord's energy. And what is the benefit? By knowing this, one can go back home, back to Godhead. Narada says to Vyasadeva in the next verse. In the next verse he says this. And what did they say? What did the Bhaktivedantas give this boy, little boy, Narada? These four vakyas. Chatushloki Bhagavat. And this whole Bhagavatam, 12 canto, 18,000 verses, is nothing but different stories, different analogies, different historical incidents of the Lord and his devotees and this world, etc., to convince us of these four shlokas. And what are these four shlokas? Of these four shlokas, the first two speak about the Sambandha Gyan. The second speaks about the third shloka speaks about Prayojana Gyan. And the fourth shloka speak about Abhideya Gyan. So, what is the first verse? Brahma, it is the Lord who is saying this. Burijan Prabhu, when he was giving this seminar, he made a very nice point. Sometimes we see small kids, you know, speaking into each other's ear and sharing some secrets. Nobody is bothered to or inquisitive to know what the child spoke to the other child. What will they speak? Where I have hidden the marbles? Where is the toy? Where I am going today? Nobody is bothered. But when two exalted personalities share some confidential knowledge, everyone wants to put their ears and hear, overhear. But that is against the etiquette. But if by the causeless mercy, if one of them decides to share, you know what we were discussing? Who would not like to hear? So here, after 100 demigod years of tapasya, after intense purification, the first created being who was absolutely bewildered by the mercy of the Lord decided to share the most confidential secret with Brahma. This secret is not ordinary. It was achieved by the first created being after 100 celestial years of tapasya. But by the causeless mercy, if Brahma says, come, I'll tell you what I heard from Krishna. What good fortune. But unfortunately, the greatest misfortune is, we are not inquisitive. We are not at all. Even though this most confidential knowledge is for all time to come openly revealed, we have no inclination, we have no time, we have no interest. Which can take us back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. But we have no interest. And it is this knowledge, exactly these four verses, that's all. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Purujan Prabhu said, just look around you. Just look around you. Everything you see is Krishna. Close your eyes and hear, including the bottle falling, or the fan moving, or the chirping of the birds, very difficult in Bombay to hear. Everything is actually Krishna. Everything you smell, everything you touch is actually Krishna. All that you see is I. It is the most confidential knowledge. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. Sounds like Mayavad. Before anything came about, the original seed was I. Bijam Mam Sarvabhutanam. And after everything is annihilated, what remains is I. That means he is beyond this. He is pure, completely transcendental. The Lord existed before this creation. The Lord is everything during this creation. And what exists at the end is himself. There is nothing but the Lord. This is part one. This is how great he is. He is supreme. There is nothing outside of him. Brahman. Brahman. There is nothing beyond Brahman. And then, the next verse. This is the 50% of the Sambandh Gyan. And the next 50%. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Anything that you see, what is Maya? When you see something as independent from the connection of the Lord. Just like, now you see my finger, right? And the finger is moving. A child will say, hey, look at this, the finger is independently moving. And what covers it from seeing that this finger is attached to the body? This book, which is Maya. Because if I remove the book, then you know why it is moving. I know, because it's connected to the body. Independently, the finger can't move. So Maya means seeing something existing independently of the creation of the Lord. Independent of the connection with the Lord. So therefore, Maya means to see something separate from the Lord. That means even me, I am eternally part of God. So this is Sambandha Gyan. Everything is Krishna and everything is connected to Krishna. Nothing can exist without its connection to Krishna. Then the third verse gives the prayojana. Now, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana? So why is Prayojana being given before Abhideya? Bhurijan Prabhu explained, a good teacher that he is. He said, a good teacher first creates interest in the students. And once they are interested, the need is created. And after the need is created, then they see, do you want now? Just like if children don't know what a toy is or what a iPod is, and if I just call a child and give it app, he may not be able to relate. Yes, yes. But if I first create a need, you know, this is a small instrument. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that, and all its wonderful abilities, facilities, you just tell what all it can do, how amazingly you can, you know, do things in it. And they're becoming eager and eager and eager. And then you say, do you want to know? Yes, please. Are you ready? Yeah, tell me. All right, listen carefully. Just like sometimes in Hindi movies they show, the father is about to die and he's telling his son, beta, I'll tell you where the treasure is. And it's almost like the last breath. Father, please. You know? Yes, tell me. I know you know, but tell me. The treasure is, please tell me. She's created interest. And then you're fully attentive. And that time when it is given, they're able to appreciate. So Brahmaji has created now interest. First Sambandha is expressed, and now it is Prayojan. What is Prayojan? Oh Brahma, this is Prayojan Gyan. Oh Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. Achintya bheda abheda tattva. I am inside of everything, I am outside of everything. Krishna told this to Arjuna also. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham tesho astita nacha matsthani bhutani. Matsthani sarva bhutani nacha matsthani bhutani. Pashyame yogam aishwaram. This is the aishwarya. This is the real inconceivable achintya shakti of the Lord. It is inconceivable. Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manasu munipungavana. The best of brains can't understand this. Avichintya tattve. This avichintya tattva is the achintya bheda veda tattva. They can't understand. But I am giving you this. Arjuna was told by Krishna. It is the most confidential knowledge. But you can understand it, Arjuna, because you are non-envious, you are my devotee. Bhaktosime sakha cheti. Only a devotee can access this knowledge. Only by devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yashyasmi tatvataha. And what is devotion? Faith. Full faith. when heard from a proper source, one has to have faith. Just like the story of Narada and the cobbler and the Brahmana. Not blind faith, implicit faith, based on logic, to whatever degree logical sense we have. Beyond that, we have to have faith. How can the Lord put an elephant through the eye of a needle? Why can't he put? If he has put a whole banyan tree in a seed, which can give thousands of seeds, and each of that seed contains another banyan tree which contains thousands of seeds. If this is such a simple thing, such an example, a simple example, one seed can create a banyan tree and hundreds, thousands of seeds, and each of that seed contains banyan trees consisting each of thousands of seeds, each of which contains one banyan tree. When I was young, I was told that all my brothers, we have five brothers and two sisters, and all my brothers came from my mother. I remember very distinctly how all these big guys could be fitted. Where did they come from? This remained a mystery for a long time. How is it possible? Unless you understand the full science, it's inconceivable. So similarly, it is inconceivable for those how this whole cosmic manifestation came out from the pores of an expansion of the expansion of the expansion of the expansion of Krishna. A tiny boy, cowherd boy, born on the 93 kilometers southeast of Delhi, in an insignificant, tiny, small village, Vrindavan. Even Brahma, after hearing all this, still got bewildered and he wanted to test Krishna. In spite of hearing all this, he also again got bewildered. What? Is this the same boy from whom the whole cosmic manifestation is coming? My worshipable Lord Vishnu is coming. He tested and ultimately bowed at his feet. Yes, my Lord, today I surrender. People may say, Chiram Gunan Vichinvan, that the 14th chapter. Brahma Vimohan Leela is 13th chapter. And the 14th chapter he says, my Lord, unless somebody is given the mercy of you, your mercy, he can't understand this. Therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated the same verse to Gopinath Acharya. And Gopinath Acharya repeated it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You are such a brilliant person. You know all the scriptures in and out, left and right. But you can't understand because you have not yet received the mercy of the Lord. Leshanu grihita evahi. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno. And what is that mercy? That mercy comes by the Bhakti Vedantas when in a such environment surcharged with devotion, we try to render some sincere service. Then only this can be understood. And how can you see Krishna everywhere? From Jnana Chakshu, you have to transcend to or elevate yourself to Prema Chakshu. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. When out of love, you start seeing Krishna everywhere. You can't see, just like Prabhupada gives the example, when a mother loves the child, little child who has gone to the school, and after somehow this it is late and this child has not yet come back, she is intensely thinking of the child. And when she looks around, even a shoe, she sees the shoe, but she doesn't see the shoe. She is actually seeing the child, remembering the child. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoy nija ishta deva spurti. When we develop such intense love for Krishna, then We don't see anything but Krishna everywhere. We see, but we still don't see. Again, coming back to original. Pashyan api na pashyati. That is a perverted reflection. And when we come to Prema Chakshu, after Jnana Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu, when we are trained, then when we develop Prema Chakshu, at that time, Pashyan api na pashyati. We see everything, but we don't see anything. We only see Krishna everywhere. And that was Mahaprabhu. Yashoda Mai sees that Krishna has shown the universal form. Still she can't see. So from Mahamaya, after training for Shastra Chakshu, we enter into Yoga Maya. And that's another kind of illusion, but personally arranged by the Lord Himself. You see everything, but you don't see anything but Krishna. Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayan. And for such a devotee, only the Lord comes into this world. He doesn't come to kill Hiranyakashipu. He doesn't come to establish religious principles. He could have sent so many else. Just because of the love of one little five-year-old child, an incarnation from the Vaikuntha planet was dragged to appear out of love of his devotee. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the power of love. It drags the Lord from the spiritual realm to bound by the love and affection of his devotee. To just to please and satisfy his devotee, he breaks the pillars and comes out. One incarnation for one child. Exclusively for one child. So this is the glory of... And therefore, when we see through these eyes, we see, when they see this world, we are generally very impressed by this world. Where we are impressed by so many things. But how does Sukadeva Goswami see this world? Nidraya hriyate naktam vivayena chavavayah divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharade nava. What a waste. He looks at it in a totally disgust. What are people doing? We are impressed. Wow, he achieved such, you know, this, achieved this particular thing, he achieved this siddhi, he achieved this material opulence, he achieved success in what he went about to do. But Sukadeva Goswami sees it in a totally different way. Of course, if there is devotion, then yes, otherwise not. And the last verse, to conclude, the last verse tells about what is the abhideya, how to achieve that prema. And that prema can be achieved. Yeah. A person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, most certainly search for it up to this point. Until you see this, everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything. A person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, most certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, both directly and indirectly. In all places, in all circumstances, in all situations, directly, indirectly, one must look for this and nothing else. Then we have actually achieved the perfection. What is the proof? The proof is Narada Muni. As a child, when he heard this from Bhaktivedantas, he began his travel. First of all, immediately after the Bhaktivedantas left, he wanted to run behind them. But somehow, because he was the affection of his mother, and he was totally dependent on her, and she was dependent on him, and because of that, that bound him, and he couldn't go. The chain was binding him. He desired to go. But then, by Krishna's inconceivable will, that chain also broke when she died. Greatest disaster in his life. But he knew it cannot happen without the mercy of the Lord, because he had heard from the Bhaktivedantas. Therefore, he accepted as the mercy of the Lord, as freedom from that, and he started walking. And it is described, he traveled all over the world, sometimes very fearful situation, passing through forests, dangerous forests, pleiades of jackals and owls and snakes, passing through villages, towns, metropolises, passing through gold mines. He did not decide to settle down. Oh, gold mine. I think I'll fill my pockets. When he go through the jungle, then he didn't get fearful, because he knew that there is nothing outside that of the Lord. And whatever happens is the mercy of the Lord. It's all right. He passed through dualities. How was he able to pass through dualities untouched? Because he was focused. Focused on achieving prema. That's all. Prema pumartho mahan. Not dharmartha kama moksha. Only for prema. One must most certainly, a person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of God, most certainly must search for it up to this. In all circumstances, Narada passed through all circumstances. In all space and time, both directly and indirectly. Prem dhana bina vyartha daridra jivan. Dasakori vetan more deha prem dhan. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was looking for Krishna, looking for Krishna's mercy, looking for Krishna prema. Other than that, nothing else should be the focus. Only then can we, like Narada, achieve perfection in this very lifetime. Or like Prahlad Maharaj. Even though the Lord has appeared, he's not getting proud. He's not becoming proud. He says, my Lord, all Brahmadeyo Suragana, all these great souls have offered their prayers. Who am I? Ugrajate. I'm born in a demoniac species. But I know, I have heard from my guru, Narada, that you don't see any material qualification. Such a relief for a person like me, even though I am born in the lowest of family, because you don't see any of these external things, you simply see the little spark of devotion in the heart. Bhaktiya tushyati kevalam nacha gunair. On that basis, I have the audacity in front of all these great magnanimous personalities to still, on the request of Brahma, to approach you. Otherwise, who am I? And by offering prayers, who is benefited? Me. I'm not doing a big service to the whole world. I am benefiting myself. Because when you decorate the face in the mirror, reflection becomes glorified. By glorifying you, only I am getting the benefit. For my benefit, on the order of the Lord, on full faith on my Guru's instruction, that I need to do this for my own purification, and you will accept it because you only are bhavagrahi. Therefore, on that faith only, I dare come in front of you and offer you worship. Because even when the horrible form of Narsingadeva appeared, in the sense, terrible form, others were seeing from a different perspective. But Prahlad saw, he is the same Lord whom my Guru has expressed. The same loving Lord. Even there he was depending on hearing. Not on seeing. Not on charma chakshu. Because his prayer says, I have heard, my Lord, that you don't see any material qualifications. So these prayers of these great personalities reveal their consciousness, reveal the way they see this world. When they see anything, they see, the way they see how everything has come about, even though they see Keshava Tuya Jagat Vichitra. It is very Vichitra, but still, they don't get confused. They see that it's coming from you, meant for a very specific purpose. So in this way, these prayers reveal their view. It's hidden in their heart, but Krishna, out of very causeless mercy, extracts these realizations to demonstrate it to the whole world. Look, this is what is in the heart of my devotee. Otherwise, it is hidden deep inside. They are so humble that they never reveal. They keep it within their heart. Krishna comes and extracts it and shows it to the whole world. Just like Kolavecha Sridhar. No one knew who Kolavecha Sridhar. Mahaprabhu said, one day I will expose you how rich you are. How wealthy you are. You are cheating the whole world. Living like a beggar, you are cheating the whole world. You can't cheat me, Kolavecha. One day I will reveal your opulence to the whole world. And Mahaprakash Leela was exposing, bringing out the mine, gold mine, of deep realizations of the hearts of these devotees. And what are all these devotees' prayers? My Lord, give Krishna consciousness to this person. Give Krishna consciousness to them. Give Krishna consciousness to them. I don't want anything. Not even this, not this, not this. I simply want your devotional service birth after birth. I don't even dare to even ask such a thing. How foolish of me to ask. That give me a birth as a dog in the house of your devotee. Huh. What audacity to even ask for that benediction. I don't even deserve that. So therefore, these realizations are revealed through these prayers. If you can try to go deeper. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Thaya Gaur Premanandi.